I want to talk about the movie The Social Dilemma. I finally had a chance to watch it the other day, and I think it makes for good content. So let's talk about it. Hey everyone, it's me, Coralie, and welcome to my podcast, Coralie's Anxieties. I don't know how many have watched The Social Dilemma. I actually think it's something that should be watched. People were talking about it, people I knew have been talking about it. But finally getting time to sit down and actually watch it. They have a point, and it was really, really well done. It's on Netflix, for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about. But it really does talk about how we're owned and traded by our devices. And we're all guilty of it. Or not all of us. I do actually know a couple people that don't have cell phones and never had cell phones. And there's a day that I remember going to the wall and making the phone call and hanging it up. And I remember by buying my first cordless phone. That was heaven. Being able to sit on the couch, watch TV, and have the phone right there when it rang. Walk around the house, chit-chat. I'm a talker and walker. If I'm talking to somebody on the phone, I'm usually walking around pacing. That's just how I walk and talk, I guess. I remember my first cell phone. It was one of those old Motorola bricks. Looks like an antique. And I remember, I think the movie was called Wall Street. And it's the first time it was ever really shown on the big screen, that particular phone. And Michael Douglas is talking on it. I think the first scene you see him using that phone is on the beach. Oh, fuck, that's so cool, man. To be able to go anywhere and just talk. And I had one. Not the very big one, but the one that the thinner version, the second iteration of that Motorola phone. They were tanks. You could throw them at people and hurt them and not break the phone. And they were big. If you misplaced your phone, you knew it, except for me. We go out drinking. We go to the Thursday night pub. It's Caribou in Coquitlam. Every Thursday was wet t-shirt contest night and cheap wings. So the place I was working at, we would always go for the cheap wings, and then why not watch a wet t-shirt contest? Who doesn't like to watch some wet tatas bouncing around on the stage? I mean, it was a stripper bar after all. But even the girls, we all loved it. It was fun. It was lighthearted entertainment. Today it seems like that's not PC, so it doesn't happen. Or at least it doesn't happen here. Because we're too fucking uptight. And sometimes I wonder if we're not too uptight because of our cell phones. Because we're so connected. I think I've talked in other podcasts about this where I had a friend, and we became unfriends because of this. Because I'm like, bitch, you're crazy. Hey. I didn't answer my phone, and I remember I was sitting on the patio talking to my neighbor, and the phone rang. Oh, yeah. The neighbor says, are you going to go check your phone? I'm like, no, I don't really give a shit. The cell phone is for me to use when I need to contact people or if I'm waiting for somebody to call me something that's expected. But it's not there for me to be at reach somebody else's needs every 24 hours. We're seeing an increase in anxiety. And sometimes I think that anxiety increase is created by our media. And The Social Dilemma talks about this. Anxiety is the new normal. And it shouldn't be. We shouldn't be anxious and have anxiety. It's because we're going too hard, too fast. We never have time to escape and walk away. And I think I maybe even mentioned this. Oh, I got to get back to the original story. Sorry. Didn't answer the phone. Knock, knock, knock on the door 20 minutes later. She actually showed up to the house. Because I didn't answer my phone. This didn't happen just once. It happened a couple of times. And then this person goes, hey, they're in a multi-level marketing insurance thing, which is great if that's what you're into. You should join me and do this. I'm like, no, I'm not interested. I've done multi-level marketing. I don't want to go door pound to sell insurance to people. Well, people need insurance. Great. Sell insurance. I get a phone call. I said, I'm not coming. I'm not feeling good. And I have things to do. I just had a photo blown up to 3x2. I wanted to go pick it up. It was ready. It was mounted. And this is partly my fault. Because when I came home, I parked above ground. But as I was getting out of the car, I seen them drive in. And I kind of did the side shuffle around the rear staircase. Because I didn't want to talk to them. And they seen me. So I looked like a bit of a shit. But because I didn't answer my phone, because they wouldn't take no for an answer or respect my privacy, I didn't answer the phone. I'm fine. I didn't answer the phone because I didn't want to. Maybe I was sitting on the toilet taking a shit. It doesn't really matter. Could have been in the shower. Could have been having a nap. I've been so frustrated with cell phones in the past. Not that the cell phones today, you can pop the back off and take the batteries out. But I remember numerous phones where I'd pop the back off, throw the phone on the seat of the vehicle, and throw the battery on the floor and walk away. Like, I don't want to be bugged. I don't want to be that connected. I've learned since myself how to manage it by turning it off or going out without it. And I've gone numerous times to places where I don't have my cell phone and people, where's your phone? I left it at home. I forgot it. Well, how can you forget your cell phone? I forget my cell phone because it's not that important to me. It's more of a tool to phone. Now, I have been anxious because I've left my phone at home. Like, fuck, how am I going to get a hold of somebody? How am I going to... You know what? I grew up in a time where we didn't have cell phones. And it was okay to get connected with somebody when you came home and use your landline. The thing about the social dilemma is it talks about how we're being bought and sold on futures for the advertisers to pay for the software like Facebook and Google. I think they talk about Pinterest, WhatsApp. There's a whole bunch on there that they include in this algorithm, YouTube. I don't want to be sold and bought on futures by software giants. They also talk about that, how Silicon Valley was always tech, hardware, something physical. Now it's about software and information and trading information and buying and selling futures on human stock. That's scary. We're human stock, folks. It makes sense. I get it because it's there to make money. Now, if you're a creator, an entrepreneur, so to speak, and you're doing podcast, you're doing YouTube, you're uploading, to Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Pinterest, there's a chance for you to be monetized if you have enough people following you. And when you get monetized, you start obviously collecting money. So then the algorithm works for you because now you're part of the buying and selling futures on humans or humans' time. How do we fix that? How do we change it? It doesn't seem that it's going to get fixed or changed. It seems like it's going to get worse with 5G. Phones getting smarter. I mean, my current smartphone is smarter than the very first computer I ever owned. And they probably cost about the same amount of money. I mean, I think we had 8 gigabytes for storage on that first computer. And I was a little late to the computer game. I didn't want one. It was my ex. My ex wanted one till we finally went and financed it. Like, I don't really need a computer. And then after that marriage fell apart, I remember buying my next computer. It had 80 gig hard drive. I thought, wow, that's 10 times more than what my first one was. We ran out of space on. We had 1,500 songs on that first computer, and it filled the hard drive up, or, the biggest portion of it. Now we're talking teraflop. 1T. 2T. And we're filling those up because we're collecting information just like these companies do. Anyways, the social dilemma really had me thinking about it. Maybe it's better I spend less time with my phone and more time out with friends, with nature, with myself. Because understanding who I am And learning to understand who I am better than some algorithm is much better for me and probably much better for society if more people put their phones down. And I see it with my kids. And I see it with their friends. And I see it with other young people and how important their phone becomes. We're having dinner. Why have your phone at the table? We don't need it at the table. Put it away. Let's have a few minutes of talking. So I think even that dinner time conversation has been changed so drastically by the invent of the smartphone. Here's a tool that's supposed to help us. And now it's taking us away from ourselves. So if you haven't had a chance to watch Social Dilemma, I highly recommend it. It's an amazing movie. It really gets you to think about how we've been cattle called and how we're being bought and sold as futures. It's crazy. It's kind of a scary time. We can go into the plandemic talk, and we can link that to, you know, the U.S. presidential election and you know how the Illuminati's taking over and taking our rights away, which is all things that I think are going on. At what scale, I don't know. But when you include the cell phone, the tablet, any smart device, you can kind of see how it's easy to group a bunch of people together and make them not see what's really going on around them. I think the future is going to be very exciting and at the same time very scary. Maybe we need more shows like The Social Dilemma to make the rest of us think about what's really going on and truly what's important. Anyways, I just wanted to touch base on this movie. I think it's wonderful. Check it out on Netflix. This has no affiliation to me or this podcast. It's just something I watched in the last few days. I thought it was great. Thought it would be great content. Anyways, till we chat again, folks. Peace, love, namaste.